This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And you've been hearing this lately. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or a home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Yeah, that's actually sort of an understatement idea. But just to help me drive that idea that I have in my head home with you, I am joined this evening by Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Good evening, sir. Okay, we got to turn him up, I guess. Well, hey. The thing I like about Spikes is that they are very forward-looking when they start designing a gun. The way they put the guns together, it's not the look that you get from them is not because they look cool, but because of the way they operate. And I'm going to be finding that out here shortly. We'll see if we get Kit back. In the meantime, I want to tell you about this. I have 10. I've already given away two, and they're all going to ship. Okay. We got Kit now?
Here he is.
Here he is. There's Kit. Did you at least hear the introduction I gave you?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, let me start again.
Good?
It was good. I thought it was very good. I thought it was very good.
But I appreciate it then.
So most certainly. You are currently putting together a gun for me.
I am currently putting together a gun for you.
Now, the things that you guys put on a gun, for example, I see a lot of weight savings and I see a lot of ergonomic pleasure in carrying one of these guns. When you're piecing one of these together with the various models that you make and the Pipe Hitters Union collaborations that you do and everything else, where did this idea of this, because they are unlike most AR-15s I see today.
Thank you. We take pride in that. Really, it starts from, like you said, ergonomics, biomechanics, and then we just kind of trim everything else off to save weight, but just I feel like there's a lot of other ARs out there that are, they add stuff to make it pretty. You know, they add extra stuff to make it pretty or to make it, you know, look cool or something like that. But as you can see on a Spikes Tactical AR, it also looks cool, but we don't have a bunch of extra crap on there, you know, taking up space and, you know, making it heavier and cumbersome.
Right.
And then you got to pass that on. So once we've got that done, then you pass that on to get it double checked by our aerospace engineer.
Right.
We've got an aerospace engineer that worked for Lockheed Martin for 30 years. Developed the tracking system for the, I believe it's 120 millimeter, comes out the side of a C-130.
Right. Yeah, those are.
Yep, he developed a tracking system for that and a bunch of other stuff. And then he goes through it with a fine-tooth comb and finalizes it all up, and it becomes magic.
One thing I noticed that I don't see most of these, what I would call the upper range AR manufacturers doing, most of them do not offer a standard gun, just a regular entry level gun, which your entry level gun is probably better than most people's mid level gun at the same price, but it's a better looking gun. It looks like it's better balanced and got better components on it. Was this just so you can reach across the entire gamut of budgets?
Yeah, absolutely. So Spike himself, when he started the company, he kind of started it because he saw that gap in the market, and he wanted to be able to get an AR in everybody's hands, for every income bracket, for every tax bracket. But his thing is there. You can do that. You can do that as long as you're not greedy, And,
right.
And I think that he's definitely shown that through the years, when the big scare came down a few years ago and we all thought that, man, we just might not be able to get a hold of these things for very much longer. So everybody started rushing to the store and buying up all the AR-15s. And so consequently, all these manufacturers started raising their prices and doing what we call price gouging.
Right.
When that happened, Spike's Tactical did not raise any price of anything 1 cent.
Well, I'm sure that you guys. Well, I mean, after how many DPMS Oracles got purchased at a Academy Sports and then sold online for $2,000 during that time?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That was whoever bought those. And listen, I admire you for wanting to get an AR, but you really got taken because for that kind of money, you could have had a Black Assassin V2.
Oh man, yeah, and it's not to say that there's not, that there's not other good ARs out there. Sure, right. There are. There's a bunch of good, good to great ARs out there, but you're not going to get anything close to our quality at our price range.
Right. Now we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to talk about, because I don't know what you're building, and I don't necessarily want you to tell me what you're building, but I do want you to tell me a couple of elements. But then I want to discuss why this kind of a gun is good for a civilian, because I have my own thoughts about this. Looking at it, when you compare, I would put Spikes on a knight's armament level. Except you're coming in at about half the price of some knight's armament rifles, if I'm not mistaken. Don't they start around $3,200, $3,300?
That's right around our top end.
And
at that price, you're getting like a compressor, which is the holy grail of AR-15s. It's my absolute favorite gun.
Now I didn't ask you for one of those, but I do want to test one. I didn't ask for one of those, but I do want to shoot one. The thing about these is that I have carried guns by War Sport, Salient Arms, Primary Weapon Systems, and all of them have their strong points and their weak points, except you guys seem to have ignored the weak points, like too heavy or something like that, and have come up with a consistent formula to make a very high-speed gun. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. At SpikesTactical.com, you can find complete uppers, complete lowers, all the parts, the suppressors, all you need. Firearms, you can get complete rifles. You can get complete pistols, which are AR-15 pistols. They have 308s, and they have 9mm ARs waiting for you right there. So you can get the whole gamut right there, SpikesTactical.com. My guest this hour is Kit Cope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical, which I think is the sweet spot between price and quality. And let's talk about why somebody would want to buy that kind of quality, Kip. Now, for a military member, a mil-spec rifle, which is not really what I would call a state-of-the-art rifle, but define mil-spec for me, if you would.
Mil-spec is actually the specifications for the bare minimum military standards. And if you've ever been in the military, you know that those standards are not necessarily at peak performance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we do what we can do with what we've got.
Right.
In the military.
Right. So for a mil-spec rifle, the thing about a mil-spec rifle is they buy these things in quantity. They probably buy them with some sort of expectation of being taught how to maintain them and a certain amount of parts and everything. But the expectation, I guess, when they buy these things is that they're going to break.
Yeah, absolutely. That they're going to break, but they are serviceable. And that's kind of one of the beauties of the AR-15 platform.
Right. Now,
I actually didn't start out as an AR-15 lover.
Oh.
I was actually just until a few years ago when one got in my hands, because I loved my Mini 14. I got a Mini 14 when I was 12 years old. And that was my baby. And then I got a hold of an AR-15, and I was like, this is a sewing machine. Like, it's so nice.
Yeah.
And so easy to work on.
Now, for a civilian who buys an AR-15, being an AR-15 armorer is not exactly rocket science, but there is some amount of know-how you got to bring to it, right? Like with gas systems or some of the things in lower receiver, all these little small springs and everything where they go and everything like that. It is not one of these things where you're just not, you know, going to be able to look at it intuitively, take it apart and put it back together to make it work.
Yeah, no, but it is, if you can work, an erector set, if you can put together some cool Lego stuff,
right?
You can work on an AR-15. Now, there's a huge difference also between working on an AR-15 and improving an AR-15 or designing an AR-15.
Now, that's the point that you're bringing up. Now, the reason somebody would go for a Spikes tactical gun would be because if they do actually carry this out into the wild and actually had to use this in a real-life situation, most of the time, you're not going to have an armorer waiting on you in the rear. So you need a gun that's just going to run day in and day out. Little, you know, clean it, lube it up, and put it back into operation. That's the reason to buy a hardened, high quality AR-15, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How many people use these guns?
If you're going to be putting your life on that thing,
right?
Whether you can fix it or not, you don't want to have to fix it.
I know that a lot of these tactical instructors take like four or five guns with them, in with the expectation that their students are going to show up with guns that they bought on the entry level, and under the high stress and the heat and everything that goes on with shooting these things over a prolonged period of time, that they're going to break and they're going to have to loan them one to finish the class.
Yeah, that does happen. Actually, I can't say who the instructor was or what the course was, but there was a course that was put on by a fairly well-known individual about two weekends ago,
yeah.
And there were three Spikes tactical rifles that were run in the course by students, and those were the only three that had zero issues during the entire course, including the instructor.
And do you happen to know what the other name brands might have been in that? Nothing. And listen,
I know.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
I know.
It's okay to say them. I mean, that's what I do here, kid. I get out there and I complain. I compare brand X to Spikes. That's what I do. So, I mean, were there any Bravo companies, any Daniel Defenses, or any of these other things out there?
I do know that there might have been a Daniel Defense there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't come as a huge surprise. Daniel Defense was, and, you know, I'll probably get in trouble for this, but
not with me.
But yeah, right. But Daniel Defense was, they were at the top. They were the they were at one time the pinnacle of AR-15 technology.
Right.
And then they got a little complacent, and most people caught up to them, and a lot of those people surpassed them. And they're you know, that's not to say that they're a crummy rifle or anything, but they're the same rifle that they were years upon years ago. Whereas, you know, other companies like Spikes Tactical have come and you know, put in time and research and development into making it a better platform.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next segment because I look at the assault weapons ban during the period of the assault weapons ban when there was not the traditional civilian, which is probably a little before your time, wasn't it?
I was there. I was a kid, but I was okay. There. I hit 41 over the weekend.
Okay, well, gosh, you look much younger than you are. Good for you. Anyway, during that time, though, when there was not this robust civilian market, development on the platform stopped, and that began to tell on the military because there was no improvements being made to the gun. The gun that I trained with in 1984, they issued us Vietnam era M16s. I had the Mattel handguards on mine when I was training with them in Fort Knox. I mean, I'm sure that would be considered a collector's item now, but whatever it was definitely it was unfun. I'll tell you that. I didn't like those handguards very much. But I want to talk about the importance of somebody like you doing the things that you do just for national defense. Because it's sort of backwards. It's sort of backwards as far as I can tell. And you can correct me when you're wrong, if I'm wrong when we get back. But SpikesTactical.com, this is where you're going to find the state of the art of the development. And you got to take that whole sentence in for what it is. State of the art of the current development. Because that's important. That's important. It is by no means static. But it is very important to take that into consideration when you decide to go with one of those guns, because that's what you're going to get. It's going to be something you can run out the door with, and you're probably going to be successful whichever way you're going. My guest is Kit Cope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope, and we are talking AR-15s. Now, which way does it work when it comes to development of pushing the platform? Is it the civilians that are pushing the military, or the military pushing the civilians?
I think it's pretty much always been the civilian market pushing the military. All the good stuff happens on the civilian side. That's where the free enterprise is. That's where the money is.
Right.
And then that transfers over to the military side.
Now,
and look at all the companies that develop our missile systems and our jet fighters and our tanks. Everything. It all comes from private companies.
So, like the quad rail, was that monumental when the quad rail was developed? Because it was the Mattel handguards in the beginning. Then we got the M16A2, which had the round handguards, and they were plastic as well. Taking the handguards off was a gigantic pain. I never understood why we needed to, but we needed to for some reason. And then I was out of the military before the when did we see the quad rail?
Oh, when did the quad rail come in? That, yeah. You know what? I don't actually have the answer to that one.
How monumental was that for?
Because that was
really the beginning of the modularity, right?
Yeah, that was massive, because now you open up the platform to be able to not only accept upgrades, but to accept accessories.
Right.
And we know how people love their accessories. But it is really handy to have an M203 hanging off the bottom of your AR.
Sure.
Or a flashlight. Or a, what did we see on the news the other day? It was like a chainsaw or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in case you got to go out for firewood, the AR, you know, taking that out there to do that. So, yeah.
Never could have had the chainsaw.
Yeah. Then there's the, you know, the laser sight, which that was, when I saw that those things were being installed on these guns, I was like, wow, I really was, my time as a young man in the military was really too early. I would have liked to have been involved in them today. Because I'm almost certain that these things are absolutely much easier to run than they used to be. And they were easy to run to begin with. But, you know, the idea that all of this modularity would have been built into it, that would have excited me as a military member.
Oh, yeah, easier to run and easier on your body.
Yeah.
I mean, like all of the a lot of the advancements in the technology has been, you know, reducing that felt recoil so that
right.
you can stay on your target through multiple shots.
And, you know, that's the, you know, I've had sponsors through the years that have made this part or that part, and I've always wondered how they manage to develop these things when they don't have the guns to go on it. Like, just looking at your muzzle devices, I can tell that somebody out there has, you've had various people come in and say, I want it to do this. Well, I want it to do that. And looking at the prices of your muzzle devices, you probably looked at some of these that are sort of standalone products and said, that's sort of high for that, isn't it? I mean, we can do the same thing.
So, right, because that's all that they do.
Right. So
yeah,
it makes the having the overall setup put together, does that make it easier for you to come up with a quality part the first time around?
I would say, I mean, initially I would say yes. But, fortunately it's the process of science. So first time around, you may actually hit the nail on the head the first time around,
right.
But we're going to do it a couple more times anyway, just to make sure.
You know, that's the other thing, the R&D that goes into one of these things. I can't imagine what the back area, the cordoned off back area of all the rejects. I know, some other companies that I deal with, they tell me about what they will allow past a certain point and what they won't allow past a certain point. How many times do you have you had parts where you've been trying to get it right, and then it's just off by a scintilla, and you're like, there's just no way I'm going to send that out the door?
Oh, that happens. That happens consistently. You get, you know, different generations of different iterations and different generations of not only parts, you know, your standard parts, your bolt carrier groups and, you know, your buffer springs and all of that stuff. You know, there's nothing really in the rifle that we just leave alone. That's good enough. Let's move on to something else. I mean, we're looking at the entire thing, you know, to try to make it better, to try to, you know, improve on the entire platform. And we've actually, there's a lot of stuff actually in the works. We've got some stuff coming out in the next few months that's gonna shake some trees.
Are you gonna have anything new coming out of the NRA show?
I believe we will have new stuff by NRA, yeah. We've got other calibers coming out, like we've got a 6.5 Creedmoor coming out. We have actually, we've got two. We have two proprietary calibers that we're not going to pull an Alexander Arms and like hold the patent so nobody else can make it. Therefore, nobody else will buy it.
Right, right.
But we do have two brand new, really cool calibers coming out.
Right. Okay. Well, So I guess I need to come find you in Dallas, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah? So that'll be happening. I'll be setting stuff up with those.
If Dallas lets us.
I don't think that's going to be an issue. I don't know if that, I look at some of this political posturing that's going on amongst some of these people, and it really sort of irritates me because, like, for example, you were talking about your Ruger Mini 14, which is a fine weapon. And you can find that weapon for sale at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't been selling AR-15s for the last 6 years, and they came out the other day after this unfortunate incident in Florida in your backyard, where nobody that you know, nobody that you sell to,
did any of that stuff. It was a very sick individual who should have been caught, and they had to get out there and grandstand and go, well, we will no longer be selling AR-15s. But they're selling the Ruger Mini 14.
Which is, for all intents and purposes, a predecessor, and does the end result of a Mini 14 is the exact same end result of an AR-15.
Yep. Just designed
just
like
not
an
as
M.
Easy.
Yes, yeah, designed like an M1 Van 14 or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It's just an inferior. It's an inferior version of the AR-15, but the end result is that big, hot, speeding piece of, you know, rock hard metal comes out the end and causes destruction.
There you go.
It's the exact same thing in rapid succession.
I have been thinking I might want to get one of those. Now that you own, I know that you carry one, or you've had one, that sort of emboldens me to go look at another one of those. I kind of think Ruger's probably pretty smart because they keep getting to be the cute and fuzzy 5.56. Anyway, you know, it completely misses the point of what you just said, but which is the fact, but that's all beside the point. Now, when we get back, we're coming up on the last break. When we get back, I'm finally going to ask Kit to give me a few details to the gun he's building for me, which will be run exhaustively. And I've actually got a couple of plans that I got to talk to him offline about. We're not going to do that here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So SpikesTactical.com. This is where you go to go one place and get the one gun you need. That's why you go there, because you're done at that point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Lock and Load. We have been talking about one of my favorite subjects, AR-15s, and we've been talking with a master. He is the master of the company that has mastered the art of the AR-15, which is sort of an art and sort of a science, isn't it?
It is definitely both, as most good things are.
Yes. Now, I'll tell you that some of the guns that I've carried in the past, like the War Sport, which I thought was an overhyped piece of metal, and the Salient Arms gun, which was the War Sport gun with a different coat of paint, and some of these other guns that I've carried out there, they've always been so really overblown. And there's something that I find the minimal elegance and, you know, I'm looking at some of the guns and the shapes and everything that you use. And I get this impression that this is sort of like something that Frank Lloyd Wright would have designed in furniture that was completely functional, completely comfortable, and there was more to it than met the eye. So
That's what I was talking about before, about putting a bunch of cool-looking jagged edges or extra doodads and stuff connected to the, you know, welded into the gun that are really just, it, like you said, overblown.
So when I was asking Kit to build me a gun, I told him two things. I like to shoot fast, and I like something that didn't weigh a lot. And that pretty much covers just about every gun you build, I know. But I also asked for sort of a combination of attributes. Now, I don't expect you to tell me all of them. In fact, right. I don't want you to. But tell me a couple of things about it, if you would. What? Because I know you've written down the build and everything. Have you ever built a gun to this specification before?
Right. Let's see. What can I tell you? I can tell you that you will be getting a Pipe Hitters Union collaboration gun.
Oh.
Yeah. So the PHU guns that we make,
right,
are we were kind of pushed by Mr. Lincoln Osiris at Pipe Hitters Union,
right,
to take a little step forward and make some let's call it high speed improvement.
Right.
And so we took some of the development that we were doing already and applied it to the Pipe Hitters Union guns. I'll tell you what, we have our flagship gun, which is our SD compressor.
Right.
Which is it's in my opinion just the
epic.
The be all end all of AR-15s, but I have a Pipe Hitters Union Joker SBR that is, that thing running in full auto is like a sewing machine. Just yeah. Like a sweet sewing machine, just kind of massages your shoulder. It's beautiful.
It's a little like when you pull it up to your shoulder, it's a little like the Asian massagers that get you in the mall. Come on over here and get a back rub there, brother. Is that what I'm going to be feeling?
Oh,
that sort
oh,
of a.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a Pipe Hitters Union. Now, the Pipe Hitters Union guns are all, you know, they're all interesting guns to look at to begin with, which they're all actually variations on the regular Spikes tactical gun, right?
Right. There are a couple of things that are different with the Pipe Hitters guns are a couple of the – we add a couple of the upgrades, a couple of the bells and whistles. Like you'll have a really sweet trigger. You'll have a very light bolt carrier.
Right.
Your buttstock is actually super cool. Handguard, obviously. Now we have a new handguard coming out that, in my opinion, it's going to be the one to get. As soon as we drop it, it's going to be the one that everybody's clamoring for.
Right.
So hopefully, and that's dropped that we'll have those any day. So hopefully we can get one of those by the time we send yours out. And if not, well, we'll go ahead and we'll send you one of those handguards anyway, because it is.
Well, there's not a one gun that I can look at and say this is not one I would take. The Billet ST compressor and the Forged ST compressor are both very interesting guns. Are those actually, when you say compressor, are they suppressed? What makes it a compressor?
That's the compressor is just the name that we gave it. Now, the compressor was actually designed by another one of our developers, another one of our engineers. You remember Doogie Howser?
I do.
Doogie Howser, MD. Well, this is our Doogie Howser. The guy is super young, and he's just a genius. He's just one of those guys that just got it from a very early age. And the compressor was his baby. And if you look all over that gun, there are tiny little changes in that gun that you won't see on any other AR-15 that make it act the way that it does.
Well, I see that I'm looking at a picture of it blown up right now. At the very least, you cover every possible combination of two-point sling to attach to it, don't you?
That too. That too. We've got, we've figured out now the ST compressor is an 8.1 inch barrel.
Right.
Cold hammer forged barrel. And, the problem typically with, an SBR that short, especially running in at a high rate of fire,
right,
is heat. Obviously, that's always the problem is heat. And, we've completely taken care of that problem. You will never have heat problems, under normal use. Obviously, if you just stick it on a machine and run it at full auto for 3 or 4 days, you might have a meltdown or something. But through normal use and actually through pretty extreme use, you'll never have a heat problem. It actually also, besides the functioning,
right,
that the heat usually gives you problems with, you actually don't feel all that heat. You'll when you're out there for a while and you're letting loose, that handguard starts to get pretty warm. You got to throw a glove on. Well, we've taken care of that as well. It's just a top to bottom, like the thought of everything.
Okay. Well, I mean, is that considered an SBR? Is that a suppressor on the end of it, or is that just a?
That
extension?
That is a two stamp gun. That is an SBR that you run full time suppressed.
Right. Okay. Well, that is not something that I would have a problem with, it being a two-stamp gun. If that was not that one. Anyway. So it's going to be a PHU gun. Is that all that we need to talk about? That already sort of whets my appetite.
Oh yeah, yeah. You'll have all the performance upgrades, and as soon as you get it, I want to have the conversation while you're staring at it, so that I can make sure that you know all of the wonderful attributes that you're holding in your hands.
All right. Well, yes, we'll definitely have that. But you're going to have to give me a minute. Probably I'm going to get into one of those moments where I forget how to speak English.
Right. Right.
So we'll
where everything turns soft and fuzzy on the outside.
Yeah, just all kinds of other stuff. But while I got you on the phone, while we're talking instead of texting, I do want to talk to you about what I want to do after that gun gets here.
Uh-huh.
So if you have the time tomorrow, let's have a chat. And if not, then let's look at the next day or the next day, because this is something I could see you getting involved in.
All right.
So we'll see.
Right.
We'll see how.
I'm in.
How
all right.
Well, there's going to be a little time and effort put into this, but this, I think, could be epic. Before we run out of time, spikestactical.com, go check them out. I'm going to be starting a contest that I'm going to do tomorrow when I have the time to tell you about it. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, young man. We will talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, sir. Back again tomorrow because I have inhalers and medicine. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.